Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. The title of this podcast rolls off the tongue in an easy manner. It's entitled, I Believe in the Forgiveness of Sins. Yet, this is a simple statement concerning a deep truth found in the hearts of men and women. It is a belief that has been held by kings and commoners, by rich and poor, educated and uneducated. Men and women from all nations, speaking many languages. Our title is something that we want to believe within our heart and mind. We have the knowledge that in our future lies the grave. Deep within the heart, though not willingly acknowledged, is the memory of those things we have done and the fear of the reward that those actions reap. Please consider along with me. To believe in the forgiveness of sin, you must first acknowledge that there is sin, and that sin is in our lives, minds and hearts. What is sin? Sin is any breaking of the law of God. Where is the law found? In the Holy Bible. For example, in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17, you find the Ten Commandments. However, Jesus, in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 39, condenses all that teaching into two. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. Listener, look into your heart and mind. Have you kept both of these? If not, in all honesty, you are obliged to acknowledge that you have sinned and therefore are a sinner. But there is more to sin than just breaking God's law. You see, to receive forgiveness, someone must be offended by your actions or words. If not, then why would you need forgiveness? Sin is just not offending someone. Sin is an offence to the God who gave the law. Think about the true enormity of that sin. It causes a break between the relationship of God and man. Sin desecrates, dislocates, and destroys that relationship with God. So that it is not just against the law that we have sinned, but we have offended the God who gave that law. We are speaking of receiving forgiveness, and the law cannot forgive. A person offended can forgive. How do we assess the gravity of the problem? It is by the gravity of a solution. If a doctor gives a glass of water to cure an ailment, it's not much of a problem. But if a six-hour operation is required, then we know the gravity of the problem. A grave situation for the sinner. Just view the cure. How does forgiveness come? It comes through the death of Christ, God's Son. Jesus Christ came in the flesh and died for sin. He took sin upon himself and suffered that we may know the forgiveness of sin. You who think of sin but lightly, nor suppose the evil great. Here may view its nature rightly, here its guilt may estimate. Mark the sacrifice appointed. See who bears the awful load. It's the Word, the Lord's anointed, Son of Man and Son of God. I urge you to remember that sin is not a myth, but a fearful reality. Let's look at some of the scriptures. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? Romans 6 verse 1. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, Jesus Christ, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, Act 13:38, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, Act 26:18, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, Colossians 1:14. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name, John 20:31. And so we could continue with scripture after scripture. My friends, I do urge you, take sin seriously. Take the title, I believe in the forgiveness of sins, and seek to hold that belief. May the Lord bless this short podcast. This is a podcast from the Wicket Gate magazine, to be found at www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thank you for listening. Bye.